Hello, Pickers! You're still listening to Pick a Struggle. Sana tama na yung pagbanggit ko, pero nangyayabit ko rin. Hindi ko naman tama na parang iba-iba lang yung version ng iba't ibang tao. Kasi may mga guest ako na would say struggle. Or parang ako naman struggle. Like, ko alam na hindi, alam. I don't think it matters. Even though, yun yung actual struggle ko every episode. Struggle. To pronounce the word pick a struggle. And since naririnig niyo naman na meron akong kasama dito, I would like to introduce to you, for this episode, I am joined by a very special guest, my friend from a podcast that's about to be launched soon. It's Design Art Science, hello. Gabby! Hi, Gabby!
Hi! Sa mga, ano yung tawag niyo sa fans niyo? Pickers. Pickers. Tapos yung guest, yung Pickers. Strugglers. Tama ba?
Yeah, so ikaw yung struggler of the episode today.
I am struggling, if I've ever.
You're struggling. We're all struggling. Ayan. And in this episode, pag-uusapan namin kung alin ang mas convenient para sa amin. Text or call. Yun. So, Gabby, may tanong ako sa'yo. So, naalala mo ba when you first step your foot here in the Philippines, kung ano yung mga promos that you subscribed to before. And syempre, meron network reveal.
Okay.
Network reveal.
First step into the country. Okay, so for context, so di ba nga, I entered the country for college. Wow, entered talaga. Alien. Anyway, to be honest, hindi ko matandaan kung ano yung promos na ano ko, na what I subscribed to. Pero alam ko yung network ko was Globe. Parang yun yung...
Oh, solid Globe!
like, solid Globe. All my family members would ano say na, oh, Globe na lang, mas malakas yung Globe during that time. Ewan ko na ngayon.
Okay.
Okay, so parang natatandaan ko, parang for promos, I gravitate yung parang data and calls. So, puro data and calls, actually. Yung text...
Anong year
20,
to? Anong
2014?
Year
2014. Yeah, oh, freshman ako
right. Talaga. Okay. Medyo, ano na, prominent na nga yung data. Nun.
So, more of like data and calls talaga. Kasi pag text or chat, ayun, may messenger naman or something. Right. So, yeah. Calls and data. Ikaw ba? Ano yung promos?
Ako, even as a smart employee. Wait lang, gusto ko lang i-wait. Okay. So, kami ni Gabby, we're from different telecom yes. networks. So Gabby is from yes. Globe, kahit pang green siya ngayon.
At ako naka-red. TM ka ngayon, TM.
Ako naman naka-red. TM ako ngayon, TM ako ngayon. So hindi pa din dito. Pero TM. Oo nga. So yun, so we're from different telecom. So wala lang, ang funny lang na we're actually talking about calls and texts and other True. Promos and merong network reveal. Nung bata kami. Pero yun, going back to the question, I was also a Globe user. I am Globe user.
Ala siya.
Okay, may smart ako, tsaka yung ano namin sa bahay, may smart bro home wifi kami. So
disclaimer daw.
Safe ako. Disclaimer yun. Sa mga nakikinig sa akin na, ano, na employees. Tsaka ano, wala, user research.
Oo nga. May smart din ako. Diba?
Oh, di ba? Competitive po, di ba? Download yung Giga Life.
Download yung Globe One app.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait lang, babalikan okay, ko okay. na. Pero pinaka naaalala ko, I would subscribe to OnlyText 20 when I was in high school. Kasi, nung dati, sobrang uso yung pag-GGM. Pag-GGM. So, yun, group message. Pero, nung college naman ako, it actually, nadala ko siya even up until nag-postpaid ako. Hindi ko na i-re-reveal anong network yung postpaid ko kasi nahihiya na ako. Tapos, naka-Globe Platinum pa pala ako.
Oh my God,
ako,
grabe.
Oo, grabe. Oh, hindi ako naka-Globe Platinum. Hindi ako ganun kayaman. ang tawag dito. Ayun, I would subscribe to Got Combo DD70 before. Kasi
oh, yeah. That okay, was, okay. I remember.
Diba? Oh. 2GB for 70 pesos. Tapos, there's another... Or, 1 gig ata. Hindi ko alam. Basta, there's another promo na Got Combo DD90 naman. Ah, tama. 2 gig yun. Yung 90 naman was 4 gig, I think. Hindi ko sure. Mm-hmm. Kung maalala. You should know.
I am so sorry. To be fair, kaka-start pa lang.
Oo nga naman. Oo nga. Relatively, medyo... Hindi, mas bago ka pala. Ako pala naka-isang taon na ako sa Smart. Pero yun, that's where I subscribe. Pero, to be fair naman, my first network when I was a kid. Well, when I was a kid, yaman, privileged. May cellphone ng bata.
Sana all.
Was Smart. May Smart. Smart ako, Smart Body. Tapos ang model pa nun si Heart Evangelista, si Jericho Rosales, ganyan. Tama ba? Pasaload, yun yung, basta yun yung product nila. Tapos, meron dati yung nagko-compete na ano, na kid-friendly telecom brand, yung Smart, ano yun? Smart Kid, tsaka Globe Gizmo. Hindi ko alam kung familiar ka doon. Pero yun. Oo, tapos, yung packaging ng Globe Gizmo ata, hindi ko alam, hindi, Smart Kid, kasi yellow tsaka green yun eh. Yung Smart Kid, para siyang, alam mo yung, di ba uso dating compact disc, yung CD, yung mga, nagkocollect ng CD. Parang ganon, lalagay ng CD, tapos yung SIM card, parang nakalagay siya sa isang CD container. Cute. And then may mga ano, oo, yung mga booklet nun, yung mga pamphlet nun.
Age reveal.
Mas pabilog din. Di ba, oo, age reveal. Gogi, grade 2 ata, grade 3 ata ako nun, anyway. Pero yun, di ko alam sa nanay ko, ba't niya ako binilang cellphone, di ko naman kailangan. But yun, thankful naman ako. Anyway, so yun yung akin. So, I guess we can go to the actual episode na. My question now is, per text, or wait lang, puputulin ko yun, parang hindi maganda. Okay, paano ba? Paano ba ito enter? Text or call per context? Text or call per context? Okay. Ah, pwede mo kay tanong. Pwede mo kay tanong na parang, how do you message or call your ano friends?
Okay, sige.
Kunwari, nanggaling ako dun sa last kong pinag-usapan.
Okay, sige. How do you communicate with your friends? Do you text them or do you call them? Ano yung preference?
Preference? Ako, ang madalas kong gawin would actually call my friends even without texting. But, I do that with the friends that comfortable naman who are comfortable receiving calls without even texting mm-hmm. them. Kasi may ganun naman kaming closeness or relationship. Mm-hmm. So, they really wouldn't mind. Pero alam ko naman din yung boundaries. Like, for example, if it's like work day or parang weekday, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that kasi possibly nasa meeting sila, yeah. ganyan. And I would actually, if it's not as important naman, parang atat lang ako ng mm-hmm. reply, I would text first. Pero like, randomly, like, siguro at night, kanya, huy, tara, ano, inom tayo, or parang, punta ka dito, nantayan-tayo ng movie, ganyan. Parang, alam mo yun, I'll just call, kasi feeling ko naman, like, we could sense naman with our friends kung ano yung busy time sila, or parang, basta, alam nyo na yun, yeah. parang magkaibigan kayo, ayun. But, of course, I would respect the boundaries as, still, naman. Pero ikaw ba? Like, what do you prefer?
Ah, well, ako, generally naman, I would prefer calling even without even without texting.
Without texting.
Sorry.
So guilty
sorry,
tayo
sorry.
Din parehas.
Pero yeah, parang wala lang, prefer ko lang talaga mag-call. Not cuz ano kasi may tendency din kasi ako mag-overthink pag nagte-text or pag nag-chat. Parang in no right. overthink ko every word, the sentence structure, grammar, etc. before I even send a text. But with friends, I think when I talk to them, most of the time, parang text or chat, I message ganun. I think it's cause hindi rin ma-call yung group of friends ko. Pero for me, like for example, if it's like a random conversation I want to have or a deep conversation, late night conversation, parang ganun. I would prefer call for sure. So, yeah. Sa mga friends ko, baka willing kayo makipag-call sa akin. I mean, kasi naman akong kausap.
Willing
I
naman
think.
Mo. Tama. Hello. Podcaster
grabe
nga yan.
Eh. Wala pa. Pressure.
Ito yung binyag oh mo. God. Itong episode na yung binyag mo. So, ayun. So, how about with work? Like, do you prefer messaging like Slack or Microsoft Teams? Google. Meron ng Google Chat, di ba? Actually, both naman yung Google tsaka Microsoft with like, ano, both. Pero episode natin yun sa other podcast natin, so hindi ko pag-uusapan yun. Ayun, pero ikaw, sa work ba, do you prefer calling or do you prefer like just chatting or texting? Kasi, di ba, in our jobs, parang it's hard to, personally, it's hard to just message. I would need for you to hear me say what I want to say or parang to explain and then show you the screen. Parang gano'n. Pero ikaw ba?
Well, ako, I think dito na nag-a-apply yung text before calls or parang, for example, mag-chat ka muna before mag-set ng meeting or something like that. Kasi, ewan ko, parang regardless, in my old company kasi Slack kami. So, pag narinig ko yung Slack message, parang na, natitrigger ako. Tapos ngayon, parang yung ano namin, com channels namin is either Viber or WhatsApp, which I don't use for like my friends and stuff. So, parang natitrigger din ako pag narinig ko yung notification sound ng Viber or WhatsApp. Anyway, but yeah, parang prefer ko na mag-chat muna as much as possible. And then, if for example, kailangan talaga na mag-call. Like, for example, setting up a context of a design or a flow or something like that. But I would prefer to do it then. Otherwise, if it's like small things, like na pwede namang i-chat. I-chat na lang. I don't know. Yeah.
I-chat na lang.
I mean, it's a work day din naman. Parang not everyone can accommodate like even a few minutes to set up a call and stuff. So, ayun, ikaw ba? Kakasabi mo lang na ako. Gusto mo mag-meet.
Oo, pero hindi. I would like to agree on you. Kasi, for someone na doesn't have a lot of headspace when I work at home, or let's say, I'm already focusing on something, I would, parang, mas gusto ko na mo-notify muna ako, okay, can we set up a call, ganyan, or parang schedule. So, I can, parang expect na by that time, meron akong call, I can prepare myself for it. Parang ganun. And ako kasi, I don't really work well without preparing. Parang hindi ako ganun. Yeah, parang as someone na neurotic, I always prepare. Same. Na people would be surprised na, wow, lahat nakalatag. That's because I prepare. So parang, I remember one time, I was doing a design review. I won't drop the company name. Hindi ako. Pero parang, I mean, which company? Tatlo na naman yung naging company. So okay lang. Pero, naalala ko, ay parang silang lahat, they just showed the sketch file. Oh my God. And nabanggit ko yun. Anyway, they just showed the sketch file. Tapos ako naman, I had Google Slides. Tapos every day, every time that I would do design review, laging naka-Google Slides. Tapos, ano, dun, tapos templated yung slides. Tapos pag nakita nila yung certain template na, okay, may question, ito yung template for a question, they would already know that it's a question. So, dun pa lang sila magtatanong. So, it helps, di ba? So, parang ganun. So, hindi ako nakaka-function properly without even preparing. So, I prefer texting before calling at work. So, yun.
Same.
So, last question on this topic. How about with dating or like love life, jowa? Like, what do you prefer?
Wala, gusto ko muna
meet up.
Gusto ko ibalik yung question sa'yo. Kasi diba,
okay.
Well, to be fair, I am in a relationship. So, hindi ko. Thank you. I am grateful.
Okay, thank you guys. Bye. Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you sa mga fakers na nakinig. End na pala. Joke lang.
Bitter. Nego.
Gusto ko ibalik yung yung topic sa'yo. Kasi, parang before I listened to the previous episodes of Pick a Struggle. Wow, loyal.
Wow.
Like kasi you would talk about Bumble, Tinder sometimes. So parang I would want to know like how does that work or parang what's your dynamic when you go into situations like those na parang, of course you would have to naturally chat or text first before calling. And as a person that self-proclaimed na prefer mo mag-call. How does that work for you? Tapos mamaya na ako.
Right.
Medyo yung akin.
Sige. Okay. Actually, dreading sa akin yung yung step, yung parang you would do yung long messages or yung long texts. Kasi, di ba, for someone who has been trying to date for a while na, like, 3 years, 4 years. Oh my god, ang tagal na single. Parang paulit-ulit na yung kwento ko, nananawa na ako, tapos lahat yung itetext ko lang. Imagine. So parang, pwede bang, may idea nga ako, sabi ko, kung hindi mag-pan out tong pick a struggle, ang gagawin ko, i-convert ko siya to interviewing single people, tapos ikikwento nila yung mga stories na kinikwento nila on their first date. So that,
i-refer na lang.
They would send,
reference file pala.
Diba? Ang oh, cute kaya. Actually, ang cute actually. Kaya. Sobrang,
pero, diba, diba? Ano so, yung database na, na mga introductions?
Oh, date. Tama. Date.
Wow! Yan
yung title. Database.
Go for it. I'm all for it. Makikinig ako kahit na sir, ano,
relationship
makikinig kaya. Ako. Wala lang. Meet new people.
Tama. Oo nga, tama. Networking.
True. Oh my god. Trigger word.
Pero yun, so parang, diba? Parang ano, oh my god, networking.
Anyway.
Oh. Anyway, yun nga, so parang nakakasawa. So ayoko nang, parang sa totoo lang, ayoko muna siyang gawin na parang, I would rather talk about random stuff than compared to, ano, talking about
your life.
The usual things that I would talk to, like, when, during, like, the first meetup. So yun, parang, din-read ko. Pero, madalang din kasi akong makamit ng tao, or parang makamit ng people who I date, or parang, the people who I date with, or people who I dated pala. People who I dated, hindi sila din ma-call. I think there was one person. Tapos twice lang naman kami nag-call in a span of 4 months of dating. So parang, and that was during the pandemic. So parang, I mean, I would understand na, so, syempre, adjusting pa yung mga tao. Pero, yun nga, like, hindi din madalas yung mga tao na makipag-call sa akin. Yun. Which is sad, charot.
Makipag-call ako with you.
Oo, mamaya. Ayun, pero yun. So, ano naman, I mean, okay lang naman sa akin. Pero, as much as possible, gusto kong paiksiin yung, ano, yung process ng texting dun, or parang messaging via dating apps. And then, nakakatawa pa kasi there's this norm with, like, Bumble and Tinder dating na, kapag kind of, parang nararamdaman nyo na you're onto something, they would ask you if you have either Telegram or Instagram.
I've heard.
And then I had the diba? I think I've encountered that for the first time in 2018. Tapos, merong isang nang-ghost sa akin ang nangyari. Ang ginawa ko na lang, sa sobrang inis ko, delete ko yung Telegram ko. Tapos parang for a year, wala akong Telegram. Kasi pikon na ako.
Grabe!
Tapos yun, parang nagkaroon lang Telegram 2019 na ata. But yun, so that's how I feel about like texting or calling sa dating. How about you?
Paano ba? Well, ano kasi, well currently, ako, I would prefer calls talaga. Ako yung, ano, parang ako yung tipa ng tao mag, well, FaceTime, not call necessarily. I mean, counted, I guess. So magpa-FaceTime lang
counted.
As in randomly. But sometimes, I mean, syempre, I would know naman, at least I would like to know kung kailan ako magba-FaceTime.
Shout out din sa jowa niya.
Hi. Hindi, pero ano, hindi, magkaiba kami in that sense kasi siya yung tipo ng tao na would prefer to, ano, inform me first through Telegram or through iMessage if he wants to FaceTime.
That's nice, but
for me, ako hindi, parang, ano lang, hindi naman. Grabe. Ano, wala lang. Parang,
okay.
Gusto ko call agad, but kailangan mag-text mo. Kasi, ano, yeah. I think, hindi naman sa, I want to disrespect my partner or anything. Pero, ano.
Right.
Ano lang, paano ba explain?
May level of relationship na kasi kayo, certain level of relationship na may ganun comfortability na.
I guess, well, ako, I'm comfortable doing that. Uh-oh. Pero, I guess, for that person. Sinabi din naman niya sa akin in one of our conversations in the past na he would prefer na I would inform him first before, ano, before I FaceTime or I call or something like that. So, I guess that's it. Pero when starting out, I think same lang, parang ma-chat or ma-text lang din kami. Parang, you know, yung flirting stage or something. Yeah, okay. So...
Ayun, sa flirting stage, text ba or call?
Ako.
Or you would meet at school?
We would meet at school, pero medyo ano kasi, ano yung pa-bebe pa, ganong stuff. So yung mga, ano, long messages, mga ganon. Through text. Mm-hmm. Naalala ko, kilig na kilig pa ako noon or something.
Kinikilig ako ngayon. God. Okay. Bakit?
Okay, wala. Parang, ganun naman talaga when you're starting out, getting to know the person or something. Right, tapos makikita mo, eh, nag-message siya or something. So, parang may added feeling na nun. Tapos, wala. I don't know. Because sometimes, yeah, you want to get to know the person, but you also want to, like, have a level of control over what you would share.
Control.
Diba? Yeah.
Right.
So, parang, I guess, it comes in stages. So, parang, when you're starting out, text, mga text, or chat, or something. Tapos, I guess, yun nga, parang, when you're comfortable with that person, you would rather call. With my best friends, I normally just call. Otherwise, if ano,
just call.
Parang, if hindi kami mag-usap, parang hindi rin kami mag-chat or something. Basta mag-set tayo ng call. Ganun.
Oo. Walang mag-trigger nung ano, walang trigger nung conversation. Ay, paano ba? Walang mag-nudge sa inyo kasi to make a conversation kung hindi
true,
call.
Uh-oh.
Or parang nakatamad mag-type.
True.
Diba?
Or parang, gets ko yan, ano, okay. I mean, in general, with friends, my best friends, and also with my partner, parang, wala, parang ayoko nagsiset ng call. Kasi, what if hindi nila maset yung, pag hindi sila maka-ano in that specific time, madi-disappoint ka, diba? So parang pag randomly lang matumawag, most of the time, mas natutuloy yung conversation or something.
Natutuloy.
Yeah.
Totoo naman. May mga bagay talaga na ano, pag sin-schedule mo, true, hindi natutuloy. Tapos kapag sobrang spontaneous, matutuloy.
Yun, ganyan. Mas prefer ko siya. Mas tama. Prefer ko siya na gano'n. Yung sponty.
Okay. Oo, ayun. So, dahil nabanggit mo kanina na you are using iMessage tsaka Telegram, so, medyo design or resign naman tayo.
Okay. Sige.
Ayan. May mga ano, mini episode. Pero yun. So, ano yung preferred messaging apps mo? Like, ano muna yung mga nagamit mo? Tapos, ano yung mga preferred messaging apps mo?
Well, I think I've tried majority naman. Like, Messenger, iMessage, Telegram, Viber, WhatsApp.
Kakao Talk.
Oh, na-try ko din 'yon, Kakao Talk. Oh.
Wait, talaga? Talaga?
Ewan ko.
Oh my God. Meron pa yung Line, 'di ba?
So, oh, na-try ko din yung Line. Ganyan. Oh my God. WeChat, okay. Na-try ko din yung WeChat. Ano?
Oo nga, may WeChat pa pala, shit.
Anyway.
Oo nga, no. Existing pa ba 'yon yung WeChat?
Ewan ko. Search natin.
Hindi ko sure. Hindi ko din alam. Search natin. Pero oo nga. My God. So ano yung mga prefer mo doon sa mga 'yon? Or parang what was the best for you and what was the worst? Yes, may pangbanggit ng brand. Or parang, ano yung pinaka hindi mo nagustuhan? Hindi naman worst.
Well, hindi naman sa worst nga. Pero feeling ko yung pinaka ayoko gamitin for majority of, different reasons naman, is Viber. Parang hindi ko lang trip na makipag-message on Viber. Which is weird kasi two of my best friends talk to me through Viber.
Yeah.
Pero, okay. If anything, I would prefer to talk on Telegram or iMessage. Right. Messenger kasi medyo reserved siya for my family. Naka-off din yung notifications niya.
Messenger.
Parang yung naka-on lang na notifications on my phone is Telegram and iMessage. So, alam ko na parang kung sino mag-chat sa akin doon, medyo urgent. Tapos sa laptop ko kasi, dun naka-open yung Viber and WhatsApp for work. So, parang...
Right.
So, dun lang siya reserved. So, sa phone ko, wala siya. So, yeah. For personal, Telegram, iMessage.
Telegram.
Messenger.
Wait lang. Yung work mo, WhatsApp?
Well, may Slack din. Pero parang most of the communication happens in WhatsApp or Viber.
WhatsApp or Viber. Okay.
Ikaw ba? What is...
Actually, same din sa work. WhatsApp and Viber. Pero alam ko yung WhatsApp, hindi na din masyado nagagamit. Tas, tatlo nga eh. Honestly, tatlo. WhatsApp hindi nag... Oh my God, apat! Apat yung messaging okay. Platform sa amin sa trabaho. I mean, lahat naman kami na yung ine. So, they would understand if they hear this. So, we have WhatsApp before. When I entered, naka-WhatsApp sila. I mean, some of them. Tapos, Viber also, kasi yung developers naman, that's where we talk to them. And then, Microsoft Teams, kapag meron kang tao na hindi ka kilala, tapos kailangan mo sila hanapin by surname, kasi mas madali dahil may directory na ng smart eh, ng employees. And then, we also have Telegram. Yung Telegram yung main channel namin. Cute. Which is weird, kasi... It's not.
Hindi ba? I'm so sorry.
Hindi kasi, yung hassle niya sa akin is, I switch from two different accounts.
Ah, okay.
Na, I have my personal account and then another one for work. And, alam mo yun, parang when I forward stuff to people, ganyan, parang, baka mamaya, mamistaken ako na work stuff pala, or parang work person pala yun. Parang, nakahiya. Tapos, yun din, parang, hindi lang ako comfortable with using Telegram as a work messaging platform kasi parang naset ko na yung Telegram personal. Is for
okay,
personal.
Yeah, I agree with
pero
you.
Adjust, di ba? Pero adjusted din naman ako doon. So parang I kind of accepted already yung fact na yun. So okay lang. Pero, so my best is Telegram actually. That's my best platform. And I guess next would be Messenger. Just because I use it as often din. Pero get same din na hindi din naka-turn on yung messenger notifications ko. At ang naka-open lang sa akin ay yun nga, Telegram lang din. Even may social media, I turn off na my notifs. Yeah. So yun. Oo. And then, my worst would be, or parang my least favorite would be Viber. Just because, wala lang, nalulumaan ako sa itsura ng Viber. Yun lang din. Ang petty ko, diba? Pero yun, yun yung akin. Feeling ko lang, kapag gumagamit ako ng certain app na yun, I still live in 2015. Ano yung prefer mo? Do you prefer short or long texts? And calls, pala. Like, sige, gabalik tayo ng context. So, let's say sa friends, like, do you prefer longer calls or longer texts? Ganyan.
For my friends kasi, most of my friendships are very low maintenance, so we don't really chat as often as I would like to, or call as often as I would like to. But then when we call, kasi it's like this big event na parang mahaba talaga siya. So parang parang may agenda almost all the time. Parang meeting or something. Kulong na lang mag-present kami ng mga kaganapan sa buhay namin. But yeah, ganun.
Naka-slide.
Naka-slide. Actually, gusto kong gawin yun. Wala lang, effort.
Oh, parang cute, no?
Oo, yeah, so yun. So parang I would prefer longer calls. For chatting naman with friends, wala, parang meron bang ano in between ng short and long? Not necessarily too short na parang kakabahan ka or ma-anxious ka. Pero long enough naman, but not too long that ano, hindi siya deep. Ganun.
Right. Oh my God, meron akong follow-up question. How do you feel about people who type so, like, super long. Tapos, idedread mo yung nakatingin ka lang sa kanila. Like, tin-type lang nila. Kasi ako, personally, kinakabahan talaga. Ang sasabihin niya? Ba't ang haba? Parang,
well, ako kasi, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Hindi kasi ako yung real-time na person pag nag-reply. Admittedly, I'm so
sige,
sorry.
Sige,
pero ano, okay, parang, okay. So, hindi ko siya binabantayan. Parang ganun.
Okay. Sorry.
No judgments. Kasi ganun din ako dati. Parang ganun din ako dati. Parang, ako yung tipo ng tao dati na as much as possible, bilisan mo mag-reply. Kasi kakabahan ako pag hindi ka nag-reply. Pero parang recently, at least more of later in life, parang iwan ko lang yung phone ko, hintayin ko na lang kung kailan mo gusto mag-reply or kung gusto mo mang reply at all. Ganon. So parang kung ay...
Dinamad ka na maghintay.
At saka, my time is precious. Your time is precious.
Tama, your time is so, precious.
So parang ano, wala, parang, keri lang.
Oo, come with me.
Inom na lang ako tubig habang hintay ko mag-reply. Or maglilinis ako habang hinihintay ko mag-reply. Parang ganon.
Yeah. Gets naman, I guess for me, sige, ako kasi I prefer shorter texts, and with friends ha, actually hindi din ako ganun ka-heavy texter na lately, pero ako yung tipo ng tao na I wouldn't actually do paragraphs, I would like, okay, message one, enter. Message you, enter. Enter. Sunod ako. Okay. Ganun ako. Ay, tawag doon eh. Nakalimutan ko yung tawag. So, sa mga pickers na nakikinig sa amin, sabihin sa amin yung tawag doon. Pero anyway, tulang. Pero yon with ano naman, yung calls naman, same din. Na I would do long calls. Tapos may times na prepared, may times na hindi. Sometimes I would call my best friends. Parang, we would do random calls habang luluto ako. Tapos hanggang sa, ang dami naman ng pag-usapan, dalawang oras na pala kami nag... Alam mo yun, nakaligo na ako. Parang habang naligo ako, mimute ko lang siya, ganyan. Tapos, ayun na, mag-usap kami. So, mahaba talaga yung tawag. So, ganun. So, I prefer longer calls, shorter texts with friends. So, yun. With work, well, yun nga, parang, I guess, dudugtong ko na lang din. With work, yun nga, parang, na I feel dreaded kapag may nakita ko na mahaba yung tinatype nila. Pero I would also understand how it can be taxing for other people to actually prepare what they say, they want to say. I
guess for me,
diba? Oo, pero alam mo yun, parang,
yes naman.
Kinakabahan pa din ako, kinakabahan
naman,
pa din ako.
Pag-work,
pero,
pag-work.
Kasi baka mamaya, may nagawa ba akong mali? Ang haba na sinasabi niya, ganyan. Pero yun, I also prefer calls din kasi nga, I have to show things like what I said earlier. Ayun. And then, dating, yun, same din naman, yun kanina, parang longer
calls.
Ano ba? Longer calls? Oh, yeah. Like, I like, hindi, actually, hindi. Gusto ko yung sakto lang. Yung may pabitin.
Ay,
wow. Dating nga, dating. Pero hindi ko, I mean, I wouldn't actually remember how it feels. Wow! Ibang topic na pala to. Pero I no longer remember the feeling of...
Kaya mo yan.
Of getting calls from ano someone I'm connected romantically. Parang, nakalimutan ko na yun. Hindi naman sa ano, hindi naman sa nagpapaka-dramatic or whatever. Pero parang, di ko lang talaga maalala. Pero yun. Pero I feel ko naman ano, nakakilig siya. Parang fun naman siya. So yun. Ayun. Yun lang actually. Ikaw ba, like dun sa mga dun, hindi, sabi mo naman 'di ba, parang you also prefer calls.
Yeah.
Pero with your romantic partner. Pero long ba? Matagal ba kayo mag-call?
Oh.
Lagi.
Most of the time, I think most of the time. Kasi usually kahit na makatulog na, para naka-on pa rin yung call.
Oo nga. Well.
Yeah. So, yung ganun. Ano ba? I mean, pag ano kasi, pag nag-chat kami, short lang usually. Kasi hindi nga kami naghihintay ng reply. Unless yung parang, well, ako kasi medyo, pag tinatapa ako or something. Doon na mahaba yung mga response ko. So, pag mahaba na yung response ko, yung parang paragraph level. Patay.
Oh my God, may tanong ako sa'yo. May tanong ako. So, paano ka nakikipag-away? Sa call or sa text? Tapos paano? Like, mahaba ba? Sumisigaw ka ba? Umiiyak ka?
Ano ba yun?
Ang random, okay, di ba? Nagulat ka, naalam ka, di ba?
Prepared ako, prepared.
Okay, sige. Okay,
prepared. Yeah, parang feeling ko, for example, if hindi, basta cold yung ano air, let's just say, kung cold yung air, hindi ka yung parang okay. Tipo ng tao na attack mode agad na makikipag-usap. Like, I would call you okay. And have this conversation with you and stuff. Parang hindi. As much as possible, I would want to postpone even like messaging or interacting with that person. So parang, for example, mag-message siya. Pag naiinis pa ako, alam ko naiinis pa ako, hindi pa ako mag-reply. At all.
Kahit na scene mo na.
Isi-scene ko talaga. Para. Pakat, please. Pwede, pwede.
Parang ayoko. parang ayoko ikat
sige,
yun.
go. Okay,
pero sige, okay.
You can keep it in. But like,
oh, tapos, so, tapos. Isisin mo, okay.
Pero, hindi kasi gusto ko talaga makita yung message. To be fair naman, I don't like seeing the message without, ano, with just feeling na, oh, isisin lang kita, ganun, hindi.
Para, to get you pissed off, ganyan.
Parang,
I also want to understand, parang kumbaga.
Parang, or parang kahit random message lang, gusto ko pa rin makita and stuff like that. Pero pag alam ko sa sarili ko na hindi pa ako ready na mag-respond, hindi mo na ako mag-respond. I think it's the same din for for him. Parang pag makikita niya, mm-hmm. tapos he's not feeling well enough to respond to me. Yeah.
He's not mentally prepared to reply to you.
Parang ganun. But like, for example, if, for me, at least personally, if I have like pent up feelings na, let's say, I can't shake off throughout the day na nagpapalamig ako or something like that, I would send like long messages. So this is how I felt and stuff. Parang not to invalidate their feelings or not to invalidate like the situation or something. But this is what I felt and I just want to explain in that way. Kasi alam ko, if we were to like call about it, iiyak ako. So parang, I would prefer to like keep my emotions in check but still be able to respond to that person about how I feel. Goes for ano naman, not just like with my romantic partner but also with my friends, I guess. Ayun, ganun. Hala, nabuking ako. Ano ba yan?
Merong ano, anger processing reveal.
I try to be mature pero but I'm not always mature. I'm so sorry. Shout out sa kanya.
I guess it's part of shout out talaga. Ayan. I guess it's part of being an adult din naman to have moments like that. Kasi even if you consider yourself as an adult, parang you will still have parang or parang it's part of being an adult to make mistakes. Yeah. I mean to disappoint yourself every once in a while. Pero from those disappointments naman, you pick up yourself. Yeah. By waking up at 6 a.m.
True. Actually, have a good evening. 6 a.m.
6 a.m. ka ba? Talaga? Ang kapag nagigising. Okay. Ayun. Pero yun, get sa man yun. I guess, for me naman, sometimes I get hurt when people see, like, already have seen my message before. But now, like what I've said earlier, na parang, I would understand that people have their own paces. Na parang, they are not always mentally prepared to reply to you all the time. So, naiintindihan ako na, okay, parang, I'll let it. Parang, sige, magwawalis muna ako bahay. Mag-inom muna ang tubig, tulad sinabi mo, di ba? So, ganun na, hinihintay ko muna. Pero yun, actually, last question for you would be, or for the both of us would be, how do you feel about people who won't text before calling? Kasi, di ba, lately, it's been a big deal for people. Which, I understand din. Yung tama nga naman, na parang, it's better to notify someone muna before you call eh. Kasi, that's what I also do na lately, even with friends. Pero yun nga, I have certain people naman, like my mom, she wouldn't, I mean, I try to do that. Parang, syempre, nagsislip away pa din yung, ano ko, pero yung behavior, yung habits na ganun. So, parang, I try to message siya, Mommy, ano, okay ka pa ba? Can I call you? Ganyan. Or parang, with friends, with people na, ano, I talk to, I message. Pero, ayun, anyway, ikaw ba? Like, how do you feel about
that? Well, first thought ko is, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. sorry friends, sorry people. Sa mga
loved ones ko. Wow, insert dramatic music here. De, parang, ano, kasi I'm the type of person na would call without notifying anyone. Like, same then with my parents, with my siblings. I would call without needing to message because I'm comfortable enough na to call them. But yeah, parang, actually, yung partner ko din yung nagturo sa akin na they're people who have boundaries nga. Na they would much rather be prepared for that conversation, regardless if it's like a mundane conversation or like a deep one, to be notified beforehand, diba? So parang, how do I feel about people who won't text before calling? Personally, I wouldn't mind kasi I'm like that. But then, as someone who's like that, I'm sorry. Parang yun na. Parang, pasensya na po.
Sobrang gusto ko yun. Oo nga. I'm sorry for not thinking about that. Like, for not apologizing as well right away. Pero yun, same din na I'm sorry for the people who I bothered or parang who got bothered with me. When
intervention pala natin to.
Oo, intervention pala.
It's for us.
Nakakatawa. Oo, para talaga sa amin. And, ayun, yun lang actually. Parang, I also now that I am realizing it. Ano pala to? Reflection? Ano? Recollection? Ganyan. Parang now that I'm realizing it, na I should have texted before calling before. I mean, ngayon naman ay hindi na. Wala lang, parang I could have done better. Kasi may mga tao talaga akong na-annoy before na, sana mag-text ka muna. Ganyan. I remember one friend who told me na I should have texted first. So now, na naalala ko yon, I text her first before actually calling. So, I mean, people grow naman. I mean, now naman, di ba? Alam na naman natin yung boundaries natin and all. Pero yon. So, that's it. Thank you very much, Gabby. Pero hindi, wait lang. Anything to share or parang any takeaways pala?
In general. Same as you naman. I guess, yeah, for now, at least in our generation, it's common courtesy na, I guess, considered,
common courtesy.
Before calling. I mean, yeah, it would still depend on the context of who you're trying to communicate with. But, yeah, parang, as we said earlier on, I guess we just have to make it a habit to, like, inform them. But yeah, overall, if I were to pick between text or call, calls pa rin. Kasi, for me, yeah, personal takeaway ko, I guess the reason why I also don't text as much, or parang I don't prefer text, is I overthink it. So parang, okay. I guess if it's a call, it's more natural for me. I don't know if it's the same for a lot of people, but yeah, it's less curated for me that way. So yun pa rin preference. Yun lang.
Right. Oh, right. Actually, same din, na parang calls pa din over text. Pero I don't mind texting with people who also use emojis.
I agree. Mag-emoji naman.
Kasi diba, it lightens, it helps you communicate the mood. I mean, we're already in this era where people are really trying hard to live.
Pero sana wag emoji lang din.
So, I'm not pushing.
Alam mo yun, may mga taong ganun emoji lang.
Well, Oo nga. Gets. Yung mga kaganyan emoji, mga facepalm, gano'n. Anyway, pero yeah, gets ko. But, ano tuloyin ko? Pero, yun nga, eto na, final na talaga. Thank you for joining me again on this episode, Gabby. Anything that you want to promote?
Okay, so dahil nabanggit na kanina, na I guess wala na tayong kawala.
Wala ka na rin choice. Wala na ding choice yung Smart at Globe. Nandito na kaming dalawa.
Ano? Uy, grabe ka. Hindi pa ako regular. So, yun. So, we're planning to launch a podcast soon. It's called Designer Resign. So, it came about kasi sa tweet ni Riel, ewan ko, basta may tweet siya before. So, parang iniisip namin yung Designer Resign. But, like, basically, the concept is, so we talk about random topics or ideas and we want to kind of digest them as like normal people but also as designers at the same time, like thinking about it design wise if it's applicable to a lot of people, if it's something that's usable, or if it's a resign kind of concept, or do we resign that idea, essentially if it doesn't help or parang it's not something that we would personally use. Of course, it's just our preference. So yun. So this podcast essentially is for non-designers or people who want to start out designing. And also for people like me and Riel, or Riel and I, na designers, pero pagod na mag-design. So parang just to put the fun back into design for the both of us and for, I guess, a lot of people who maybe can relate.
A lot of people.
So yeah, Designer Resign, coming soon. We don't know yet when.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We don't know when.
We'll see. Kaya soon lang
Ayan. Oo nga. Tama, pero abangan niyo yan kasi that's probably soon. Kasi we're really excited to put it out and share it with you. Kasi sobrang fun ng episodes namin. As in, we already...
Uy, wag may hype!
We already offline. Pero hindi, ina-hype ko talaga. Sorry.
Thank you, Gabby. Thanks again.
Ayun. But kung meron kayong mga gustong... Or may mga bagay kayong gustong i-compare, i-tweet for clout. Pero ba't ko ba sinulat to? I-tweet for clout pero takot kayong makancel. Or ideas... Give us a DM sa Twitter or IG at PikaStruggleph. That's at PikaStruggleph. And also follow our podcast collective, The Bunk PH, on Twitter at The Bunk PH. So that's PHEBUNKPH. Bili kayo ng t-shirts, guys.
Noted.
Ayan. And take note po na ang mga opinion namin ay pawang mga preference lamang. Yun. Again, I'm Riel.
And I'm Gabby.
At ito ang mga problema namin at ng iba na baka problema niyo din. Ito ang Pick a Struggle.
May echo.
Oo, okay. Yay! Oh my God, thank you!